The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What do you say there, Michael?
Not much, Doug. I'm doing okay. How about you?
Doing all right, all things considered. Yep. Knock on wood. Our families are both of our families are all healthy right now, so that is the number one and prime, you know, most important thing for everybody out there. And I know that there's some people out there who are listening right now whose family members are probably sick.
Yep.
So we want to let you know that, we have the faith and we're, thinking of everybody and all the sick people out there. And, hopefully everybody, will get better. And, also Mike, let's not be remiss. This is, we want to wish a happy Passover to our Jewish friends and a nice Easter to our, Christian friends out there. This is a holy week for people out there. So we want to, as best you can, it kind of stinks, man. No family gatherings or anything for the holiday, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't have the same zip, right? Can't get together with family. And then, how many, the Easter break with the schools, how many folks go on vacations or had vacations planned? I mean, a big time of the year that people are really traveling and just a lot between vacations and Easter and the gatherings and the dinners and the food and Passover, the whole deal. Just, next year will be different.
Well, yeah.
Next year will be better.
Yeah.
And,
Mike, my family, we were scheduled to go away for Easter here. And so we were supposed to go on a cruise. And we the cruise line gave us our choice. We could have our money back or we could have 125% credit, which you don't have to use until December of 2021. And if in December of 2021 you still don't use it, at that point you can ask them for your original payment back. So I thought that was extremely liberal of the cruise company to offer that out, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great deal.
Yeah, and the airlines, obviously, we canceled our flights. They didn't offer us our money back, but we have credit now that we can use with no change fees or anything like that. And, change fees with the airlines are what kick you really in the rear end when you try to mix it up a little bit.
That's like $100 a ticket.
I know. It's like
just buy a new one to be easier.
Right, exactly. So, so those were, we were supposed to go away as well. So, listen, it's a tough time out there for everybody right now, but it really is. And I think people are making the best of it. And I got to say, my personal observation, and same with you, we spoke about this, is most people are compliant and they're good, and we're optimistic that we're, we've maybe flattened it out or maybe even starting to get towards a downslope soon.
I agree to all that was just said. And the other thing, too, Doug, is incredible. I think somewhere along the line, not to turn this into social, but I think family strengthening is unbelievable. I mean, you drive down the road and you see so many parents with kids with the bikes, little kids. And so I think somewhere through all this bad that took place, for lack of a better word, I think there's going to be a lot of good that comes out of it. And, you know, the funny thing is I was saying to my wife, I'm like, I see people in our neighborhood I never even knew existed. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You always see the same cast of characters walking or jogging or walking the dog. And, you know, it's a great thing. It's a good thing. You know, that's cool.
There is definitely a silver, you know, silver lining. There's no doubt about it, Mike, and you're right. And I'll just tell you about our household. I think that finally my daughter is, you know, happy that she has a little brother and doesn't look at him as a little bother all the time anymore. They're, you know, they're bonding together and doing things. And, you know, listen, when you got a 12-year-old girl and a 10-year-old boy, they're typically very different,
yeah.
You know, and now they're, you know, realizing they can enjoy each other's company and, mm-hmm. And all that. So you are 100% correct. But at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of good family reunification and good things coming out of, you know, out of that, out of all this, I believe.
Yep.
So the markets have been doing something pretty spectacular over the last week and a half, hasn't it, Michael?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, very good week for the market, very strong week for the market. And, you know, needless to say, Doug, I mean, I think a lot of that news coming out of that, the health concerns or I don't, they're not lightning, but talking about maybe flattening the curve in New York and maybe even heading downhill and all that type of stuff. So I think there's been a lot of things that are, I guess, showing light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, I feel bad saying that because I know there's a lot of people,
right.
Like you said, if somebody in your family's in the ICU right now, I don't mean any offense. Let's make that very clear.
And we're not, yes, yeah, we're, you know, we're not looking at it from right. That point. You know, the good news as an overall
right. Circumstance
is that it seems as though it's not going to be as bad as they predicted in the entirety, but it doesn't matter. I don't care.
Yeah.
If one of my family members was in there, I would tell you, I don't really want to hear that right now because one of my family members is. So, but at the end of the, you know, the point is when referring to the markets are responding very, very favorably over the last, you know, week and, you know, plus on the projections, I guess, that people are feeling that 6 to 9 months from now, we'll be in a better spot than we are today. Because historically speaking, and the investing textbooks tell us, Mike, that markets typically price 6 to 9 months in advance of what's anticipated. And that's why it got beaten up so badly, you know, in March because and February, because they're saying, all right, well, listen, earnings and everything are going to be really bad in the second quarter and, you know, into the third quarter. So therefore, equity share prices got punished.
Yeah, and as you're saying too, Doug, right, Wall Street does not like uncertainty. And when this all first started, nobody kind of knew when is this going to end, the severity of it. And now I think they're starting to being able to quantify the health side of it. And you can even start putting, nobody knows the date that the economy is going to open back up, mm-hmm. You know, we'll say. And it's not even say it's going to open up today. Boom, light switch on, everything's open. But I think if you're somebody that has to handle numbers, you could start quantifying, saying, okay, well, if we open on May 1st, if we open on June 1st, you know what I'm saying? You could start measuring economic effects to companies, whether it be earnings and
revenues.
And I think it's getting easier to see because it's not always so much that there's bad news. We all know there's bad news to the economy and all that. But Wall Street wants to be able to find out what is the exact number. Then mm-hmm. they're comfortable.
Yeah.
Then they can work from there. You know, if that makes sense.
Well, Mike, you know that there's the people who are working out. There's some really smart people that work out there in the investment world. There's no doubt about it. And that's why, you know, my personal feeling is, I don't know this for a fact, is that when these unemployment numbers have been coming out over the last 3 weeks that have been just been bad and bad and bad, the markets shrugged it off because I think the investment professionals said, yeah, no kidding. We knew this was coming. Whereas the news media, you know, splattered it all over the place. But the market, I think many of the investment professionals were like, yeah, no kidding. We knew this was coming. This isn't surprising us. We're not shocked about this whatsoever. And they're looking at it and they're going out there and they're finding opportunities in many, many, at least they believe that they're finding opportunities in many areas.
Yeah. And then also, I think the big thing, too, Doug, is, you know, you folks, you keep hearing numbers of X trillions of dollars of stimulus and money, and everybody, you can't go home at night and put on the news without hearing the small business loans that everybody's trying to take and do. And, you know, so I think there's been quite a bit on the financial end to help for all this financial damage that's been done. And I think, Doug, it's going to be very, very interesting when things do open back up. And, you know, what is the net of it all, of people going back to work and people still not working, and how quick are restaurants and filling up, and are baseball stadiums open and what have you, or the theater, and what did the stimulus actually do? Mm-hmm. And what's the projected recovery and how long it takes us to really get back on stride, full stride? But I kind of agree with you so far. I mean, I'm kind of being, you know, inclined to believe that things on a 6 month, 9 month status looks like the way the market's acting pretty positive.
Yeah.
I would think, my guess.
Yeah. And, you know, they're, like we said at the beginning, people for the most part are being compliant. And, you know, the government's really pushing us hard for, they're trying their best to really squeeze this out as quickly as possible. When you just look at our state here in New Jersey and, you know, the rules and the distancing, and, you know, now they want everybody wearing masks, you know, when they go into a store and, you know, that kind of stuff. They're just telling you that they're trying really hard to end this as quickly as possible. And I think the more compliant people are, the better off we are. It doesn't matter whether or not you 100% agree with it or not. Now, in my opinion, is no time to take a stand.
No, it's just...
Well, there are people out there that are looking like that. You know, Mike, it's to you and I, it seems logical.
Yeah, I was watching a show, not to thing, bring politics in, but Governor Cuomo from New York was on, and they asked him a question. He goes, listen, when a storm's coming and we do all this stuff and it doesn't hit, they all yell at us and say we overreacted.
Right.
He goes, when something bad like this happens, we didn't do enough. You know, so that's called Monday morning quarterback, right? Let's not any of us do that because we're all in it together.
Right.
You know, I don't think anybody got a better way out of it because of a certain reason. We're all in it together.
Yeah. And you know. And you want to know something? There's no playbook on this.
No.
There's no playbook on this whatsoever. There's playbooks out there that we can go and look at and see if there's a banking industry crisis.
Yeah.
There's playbooks that we can go and look at and see if there's hyperinflation, deflation. There's things that, you know, we're no playbook for this one. So we're kind of making it up as we go along here.
I think the president said the other day, listening to him speak, 1917, if I'm not mistaken, was the Spanish.
Yeah. 17 or 16,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, or 1940, I don't even know.
Yeah.
One of, back then. Was the last.
Yeah, know. So you can't really. And yeah. I don't think that the playbook from, you know, 103 years ago is still effective.
They couldn't even tell California what New Jersey, you know, like across. It's not like internet or not, you know.
So
that,
just think about
no TV.
That for a second.
I mean, had, you know, it wasn't like they had, like, you know, terrible to say, but they got the how many people have passed, how many people have caught it on TV, like a rolling counter. They didn't have any of that back then.
Yeah, no, very good point. You know, what were they communicating? Seriously, with telegraph or,
yeah,
you know, however they were communicating across the, crazy, you know, the country and, you know, lines like that. It was, yeah, very a great point. You know, you fail to realize, and you and I, you know, being in our early 50s, we saw, you know, old school life, if you will, for the lack of better way to, you know, to but
yeah,
it just seems so far away and so hard to even think about. Mike, we used to have to get up out of our seat to go change the channel on the television.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I, you know, and the other thing, too, is that if this was, I guess, I'll call it pre-1980, you would have had your half hour of national news, and that's it.
Right.
That's the only reporting, you know, in your newspaper. That's it. That's what you
would
have got.
Or you could have tuned into the AM radio and gotten, you know, so... You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world. I forget what.
Well, you got to remember something, though. You and I say this all the time laughing because we feel like we're 80s products, if you will.
Right.
High school, college, the whole deal. But that was 40-something years ago.
It was.
You know, so that was a long time ago, too.
Thanks, pal. So let's wrap up this segment here with saying that the market's done very well,
yes,
recently. But... that doesn't mean you shouldn't be reviewing your situation. You absolutely should. You've got your statements through the mail, or they're coming next week. You have to look at them and take the opportunity to review it. We've had people calling us from the shows the last several weeks to schedule phone consultations with us. Complimentary, no cost, no obligation. And there's been people a whole bunch of people that have taken advantage of that. We want to urge more people to take advantage of that. We make it easy. You're home and around anyway for the most part, and we'll schedule, you know, appointments to do that. We had a whole bunch of them, and they've been very productive conversations, haven't they, Mike?
Yes, they have.
You know, so in the next segment of the show, Mike, I want to talk to people because one of the things that we noticed, and when something like this happens, many, many, many people out there become unable to make decisions about anything. So what we've put together is a Scary Times decision template that we're going to go over with people, and we're going to offer it out to them that they could have it and hopefully walk them through making decisions in times like this. So let's hop to a break, and when we come back, we'll go over that and let people know what we think about that. All right?
Sure.
Be right back. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us today. And as we spoke about at the conclusion of the first segment, it's a lot of people during times like this, Mike, and it just isn't just times like this. It's any time there's what I call a scary time in their life, a challenging time in their life. People have a hard time making a decision. I don't ever really have a hard time making a decision because I have a process, kind of a decision-making process that I go through. And what we did this week is we created this Scary Times decision template based sort of on that process to go through. And the only reason I have this process, by the way, is because it got taught to me from my days back in strategic coach decision making. He called it something different, but the same basic idea, not as many questions, but the gist behind it was that if you have a process for making decisions during challenging times, your chances of making a good decision, I believe, dramatically go up exponentially. You can't even measure it.
Yes, you're right, Doug. And, you know, and I think too, Doug, you know, there's another coach that we both listen to, and I think they try to teach you from just having a complete meltdown. And his expression always was, "So what? Now what?" Right?
Right.
He always said something bad goes real bad.
Yep.
Catch your breath. So what? Now what? You have to ask yourself.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, you're saying, "So what? Okay, things went bad. This is bad. This is thing. So now what? Now what do I do? Think. What am I going to do?" And I guess what this is about today, Doug, you know, is trying to get people to make clear decisions, not panic, not meltdown, not do the wrong thing, not compound the situation worse. I mean, you and I are sports guys. We enjoy sports. I coached Little League for years. One of the biggest things I always told the kids was, you make an error, you bobble the ball. Don't pick it up and just wing it across into the crowd.
Right.
You know, you made an error, so what? So right. What? Just pick it up, throw it back to the pitcher. Forget it. It's done. Yeah. Don't make another error. You know, and I, you know, I just remember trying to teach 10-year-olds that, and it's really the same thing in all aspects of life. And I know we're talking financial markets today.
True. But this template can be used at anything in your life.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. This template is not just geared towards the financial markets. And one of the reasons why I felt it was important to construct this and get it prepared quickly, because we did turn this around very fast this week, got it through the compliance department, you know, and all that, was because people are going to be getting their statements in the mail. And they are aware that we're in a pandemic right now. And I want people to avoid making bad decisions. Now, that doesn't say that you shouldn't make a decision to change directions on something. Not at all. And I think one of the things that goes awry sometimes when we talk about this on the radio, Mike, is that people sometimes say, okay, well, don't do anything. Just leave it the way it was. And that's not necessarily the answer. It might be the answer, but it's not necessarily the answer.
There's a fine line there, and you're 100% right. I agree with you, is that there's a difference between doing nothing or if something needs to be done. And I think that's where the process comes in. To do nothing, you have to kind of go through a little process to make sure. It's almost like revisit, what do I own? Why do I own it? And what's the effects that it, what does it do for me?
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, those are just a couple quick questions you have to ask yourself. And I know, Doug, when we talk to clients and clients, you know, call and say, hey, Mike, what do you think? You know, should I make a change? Should I, you know, should I get out? Should I stay? What should I do? Well, it's always about, if you think about it, is revisiting. Well, what is this? What is it doing for you? And what is the impact?
Right. So, Mike, let's take a minute and let's talk a little bit about the the Scary Times decision template that we have here that we want to offer out to the listeners here. It's complimentary, no cost, no obligation. We'll send this out to you. You can use it. You can duplicate it. You can give it to other people. We're fine with all of that. But we want to get it out to you in your hands. And when you go through this template, it really makes decision-making a heck of a lot easier. I do believe that, and I think you're going to find it out. So when we start going through the template, Mike, the very first thing that you write down on here is, what's the decision that you're making? Okay, what is it? We're going to write it down here. What decision am I trying to make? Should I change my investment portfolio? For example, could be something.
Sure.
Right? Should I go on a diet? Could be something, right? Whatever. So what's the second thing, Mike?
Why are you considering this change or decision?
Right. So why are you thinking about this right now?
And in your two cases, one would be, well, the market's down sharply and I saw my statement and I have considerable losses. And for the diet is I'm having a hard time breathing or walking or doing yard work or whatever the case may be. And I know, I acknowledge, because of my weight, I'm having issues doing my daily functions.
Right. Okay, so it doesn't matter what the decision is what we're trying to emphasize to you. This template works, okay? Now, next thing I ask you on this template, is, what does your gut tell you to do? What's your gut reaction? Write it down. Okay, and when you use this template, just do what it tells you to do when you're going through that, because you're going to see, as we go through it, we're going to address other areas, right, Mike?
Yeah, and you know, Doug, sometimes too, I've always lived by that saying, if you're thinking long, you're thinking wrong sometimes, okay? And that's what you're looking for here, because you got to be careful. It's good to think things through, but you also got to be careful that, you know, your gut reaction, let's just say, is, well, my gut reaction is I'm not going to make any change. But then you start internalizing it. And you're like, this is only happening to me, this situation. And you start, your mind starts playing games on you, and you really start thinking about it constantly, could lead to a problem.
Right.
Or a bad decision.
A bad decision, right. Which could lead to a problem, right?
Right.
Your gut can lead you. And the reason it's on here is because that's really, what is your emotional decision? What are your emotions telling you to do? That's what your gut controls your emotions, right?
And when it comes to your financial world, so many times it's emotional.
Right.
Good or bad. Emotion being good that, you know, hey, market's at an all-time high or market's down 1,000 points. A lot of emotions tied up in it.
And we're going to recognize that when we're going through the process here. We don't want to ignore that. We want to recognize it. And then the next step in the process is, what does your brain tell you to do? Forget about it. Now you know. Get the emotions out of it. Yeah. Okay, wrote it down. The emotions tell me to do this immediately.
Yeah.
But my brain tells me, well, wait a second. This might not be the right decision.
And again, Doug, if you don't mind, I'm going to stick. I know we can use this for anything, but I'm going to stick right to the financial, since, you know, we are a financial show.
Sure.
This may be the, again, what do I own? Why do I own it? The risk. What am I getting from it? You know, what am I getting income in my retirement years? You know, whatever. So that's where you have to use your brain a little bit and say, just not just say, well, my gut told me get rid of it, or my gut told me to keep it. You have to kind of, A, what's your gut, but B, follow it up with a little bit of thinking here and solidify it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 100%. Then the next thing is that we want to put on this is, what's the best outcome that can come from this decision?
Mm-hmm.
What is it going to be? I'm going to feel better. I'm going to be calm. I'm going to remove anxiety. Whatever the best decision that you can, when you make this decision, what's the best thing that can come out of it? And then that's followed up, Mike, by the next one. What's the worst outcome that can happen by me making this decision?
Mm-hmm.
We got to write these things down. Folks, in case you just tuned in, what Mike and I are talking about here is we've created for you, or listeners, the Scary Times Decision Template, because we found that people are either making bad decisions or no decisions in when times are challenging. So because we have a process for making decisions, we wanted to put this together and share it with you so that you have something to follow and go through when you're trying to make your decisions here. We want to give this out to you. It's complimentary. There's no cost or any obligation. We'll send it to you. You got to pick up the phone and give a call. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Just leave us your name and your address, and, you know, we'll drop this in the mail to you. This is also, this could be emailed to you if that's how you would like delivery of it. You know, you just let us know however you want it, you know, sent to you. But, and you can print these out, and you can give, you can forward it in the email. You can do whatever you want to do with it, you know, once we get it out to you. But I like this template a lot. So, Mike, after we go with what's the worst outcome, what's that take us to next?
What is the short-term result of this decision?
Okay. So what's immediately going to happen? What am I immediately going to get out of making this decision today? Immediately. 1 second after I make the decision and I implement it, what am I going to get from it?
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, because there's going to be something immediately.
Sure. And again, you know, let's give an example. Let's apply it to a financial decision, right? Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So it's like saying, okay, I have an account and I'm going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is the immediate, you know, result of this short-term decision?
Yeah,
well, the money's out of the market.
Yep.
It will not go up anymore, and it will not go down anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That you know, for better or for worse, that's your decision.
Then that follows up naturally, as you can guess by now, I think, folks, if you've been listening along, the next question that come is, what is the long-term impact of this decision?
Right. And that's, and in the financial world, that's, to me, the tricky part.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's where, you know, so you could say, just as an example, this is strictly for example only. Okay, you know, I'm going to take my money. I'm going to sell this account. I'm going to put everything to cash. And that's fine. But what is the long term effect to your financial plan?
Right. And in that scenario, two things could be. What are the long term result? The long term result is my money's going to grow at a very, you know, predictable and known rate of return, whatever it is, I'm not going to have volatility anymore. That could be the long term. And it also could be maybe I'm not going to have the potential for growth that I would have otherwise. So you got to look at, you know, you got to look at both sides of it.
There's hey, let's face it, Doug, there's no matter what we do in life, there's consequences to every decision we make in life.
Right.
Right. I mean, you decide to say, oh, I'm going to go, you know, on the parkway tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock and head down to the Jersey Shore. There's a chance it could be massive traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to go at 6 a.m. There may be nobody on the road. There's always a consequence to what decision you make or what time. Just say, should I drive to the Jersey Shore?
But, you know, Mike, something about that is that if you've got a backup to why you made the decision and how you made the decision, to me, it's easier to live with.
Sure. Well, yeah, of course. You
right?
want
this was a well thought out decision. And yeah, okay, so it didn't go my way. You know, it's typically okay to head out of the house at 6:30 a.m. on a Saturday to head down the shore.
And then all of a sudden you find out there was an accident, traffic's backed up. Hey, you know what? You think you acted in a prudent manner. You think you made the most logical decision. It's better than jumping on the parkway at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
You know, so you did. Hey, nothing's foolproof. You know what I'm saying? Things always go wrong in life. That's just how life is.
Correct. You know, but if you have a process behind it, that really helps. And then, Mike, here's a big one. And this is where we want to emphasize to people that we're available for you. Is there someone you could discuss this with who is qualified to give you an opinion?
Yeah.
All right? That's the key. Who's qualified?
Yeah. And you know what, Doug? Again, it's always good to be able to speak to somebody on anything, on how you want to do stuff. And you and I do it all the time here, right? I think that's why our success has been. It's that we always say, hey, Doug, or hey, Mike, I'm working on something. I'm thinking, here's the scenario. I'm thinking of this. And it's good sometimes to have, you know, somebody confirm and say, no, that's the best way to, absolutely, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Or no, don't do it that way.
Yeah, and this is why.
Yeah.
So, but you got to make sure the person's qualified.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah, and you know what, and I'm not going to get into it right now, but I had somebody call me this week, and somebody told me to do this, and I'm like, okay, but geez, did you ever think of doing it like that? And so,
right.
That's why I called.
Yeah. All right. And then the last thing on our sheet here now is we think that you've done a good job right there of covering everything in the background. What's your ultimate decision and why?
Yeah.
You got to make a decision now.
Yeah.
Lay it all out. You've written all the answers down on your template right here. Make your decision and write down why, and then save this. Mm-hmm. Don't throw this out. The reason I say don't throw it out is so you can always go back and revisit your process that you went through on that decision. And the problem is that people tend, that I've noticed through my years of using this, they'll only go back and look at it if the decision that they made, they felt as though wasn't the best decision in hindsight. Okay? So in other words, beating themselves up. But they don't take them out and look at them and go, you know what? I got 14 decisions that I did this template with. 13 of them were excellent. They focus on the one that wasn't.
You know what I find this does, Doug? And because I have problems, not problems, but I don't like when people do this. There's so many people out there that will make a decision and then look back and say, oh, you know, I should have not done that, or I shouldn't have done this, or whatever. And when you're under the heat of the moment and you make decisions, sometimes you made a pretty good darn decision.
Right.
Okay. You did what was right at the time. And that's all you can do in life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, it's like, you know, like saying with the whole viral thing, it's like saying, God forbid I caught it, and me saying, oh, I shouldn't have went to the store. Well,
right.
You know what? At the time, my family needed food on the table.
Right.
I had to go to the store.
Right. And by the way, maybe you didn't get it there.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
But you can't be the Monday morning quarterback for everything. And I think what you're saying here, Doug, working through this process certainly helps you make a better decision, although nothing's, you know, 100% foolproof.
Correct.
You know, right? But it certainly helps you. And I think also it kind of memorializes, if you will,
yep,
why you did it and what you did it. And it keeps you from being a Monday morning quarterback and saying, oh, or that, you know, this or that, or like we were saying earlier, like when people criticize, but that storm, they made that a big deal. It never came. Well, at the time, you ran to the store and was buying milk and bread.
Right.
I saw you there.
Right. As if you're not going to be out of the house for 6 weeks.
Now it's the president, the governor, the mayor, whomever's fault.
Right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no. So, folks, we want to get this Scary Times decision template out into your hands. And, you know, it really is. It's a great sheet to work through. And, you know, we want you to have it. It's our compliments. There's no cost or obligation. You know, we created this for you. You just need to pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Give a call, and you know, we'll send you out to this. And actually, what we'll do, Mike, is we'll send anybody who calls, we'll send them 10 of these. Okay? So, you know, we'll send you 10 of them right in, you know, right in. What are you making a head face for?
That's fine, yeah.
So you have them, you know, rather, because a lot of people don't have copiers in their house, right?
Yeah.
So we'll send you out, a bunch of these, and you can use them or distribute them as you see fit.
And that's a great point. You can use them for different things going on in your life, like you said.
Oh, I don't want – that's what I want to emphasize.
We talked about, you know, the market. We talked about losing weight, and I'm sure there's other decisions to be made.
Do I want to move? Do I want to downsize? I can give you a bazillion things. Should I let my child do this? Should I let my child do that? You know, if you can walk through the process.
Should I cut the lawn?
Right. Think about it for a second. You know, what's the short term impact? I'm chopping the heads off those blades of grass out there. So no, but we want to get this out to you folks. So, you know, take advantage of it. 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722 to get a copy of the Scary Times decision template. We want to get it into your hands as quickly as we can. We're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what is available to you. Well, we have some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the use of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So, pick up the phone and call 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and I hope that you are enjoying the show here this weekend, and I really hope that you do take advantage of getting that Scary Times template. Mike, I know we say this often, but we created this, you know, ourselves. I think this is one of the most useful pieces that we may have ever created for the people to use out there. It's just useful in so many areas of your life is why I believe that it's excellent.
I put that right there with 1 and 1A, and that's the retirement, planning your retirement of socially, you know, the piece that we give out.
Oh, about the...
What are you expecting in your retirement? Like, what are you looking to do, whether it's...
Yep, your retirement lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Because, you know what, I find that people so much enjoy that, and I think I enjoy it because it's not really... We're not sitting here beating you over the head hardcore financial.
Right.
We're saying that there's, you know, things that you need to get straight, you know, and you and I feel there's so much psychological in life that if you can overcome that and get that in order, you're on your way. The rest gets easier.
You know, Mike, it's that the name of that piece was Retire on Purpose.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think that the three best things, and now the Scary Times decision template made it three. It was two before this. The three best things that we have that we give away to people is retire on purpose. So it gives you an outline of how to set up your retirement so you don't get lost and lonely or whatever. The Scary Times template. And to me, the third thing is the financial organization kit.
Yep. Yeah.
And by the way, not one of those things has anything to do with an investment.
Right. 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 Just helping you get yourself organized, psychologically organized, right? I think, you know, what am I retiring on purpose? You get yourself a little psychologically organized. Hey, we're going to retire. We're going to maybe travel X amount of time, or we're going to babysit the grandchildren, and, you know, whatever brings you joy, you
right?
Know, getting it organized. Right? Because, Doug, truth be told, you and I have sat down with people and spoke to them about their retirements, and there's people, you know, I'm going to say most are just as happy as can be.
Mm-hmm.
But we do come across people and say, hey, this retirement thing isn't what I thought it really was going to be. I'm kind of don't have a lot to do, and I'm sitting around, and it's not what I want to be doing.
Yeah, a lot of people...
They get a little lost.
No doubt. A lot of people envision, you know, having nothing to do or having no requirements upon them as, you know, a special thing. But just think about what a lot of people are going through right now, like staying at home every day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, that's a little bit of a, you know, you want to see what retirement's like. Well, it's not leaving the house, or you broke your routine of getting up at 5:30 every day and heading over to the office, you know.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So Mike, we've obviously haven't been meeting with people face-to-face, but we've been doing a lot of communicating with existing clients, as well as we've had a lot of people take advantage of the opportunity to call in and discuss their situation with us, folks. And we want to, you know, remind you that you have that opportunity to do that with us. And the number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Call in and have a conversation with us. No cost, no obligation for that. You know, it's complimentary. It's we're trying to help you out is what we're really, really trying to do. So I know you've had a couple of calls with some clients this week, Mike. Why don't you kick it off and, you know, give us an example of what you were talking to some people about?
Yeah, you know, some clients that have called in and, you know, spoke to or whatever is, you know, basically, you know, I think everybody knows, you know, we're in a crisis, right? Both social, health, financial type of thing. And then just revisiting with them as far as our end goes, basically what I've been saying all show. What do you own? Why do you own it? What do you get from it? What's the outcome of it? You know what I'm saying? Walking through almost like that piece that we do, Duggins, in a certain way, right?
I mean, 100%.
I mean, not following a, you know, like sitting reading it question to question, but kind of, you know, we've been doing this so long, we get it, and just seeing where everybody's at. And then I think the big thing is seeing where our clients are at, or even mentally, and seeing if, you know, where are they at? Because at the end of the day, I can walk you through and help you with the questions to make a decision. But at the end of the day, you know, I want everybody to be, you know, healthy and sound with their decision making. I don't want anybody not doing anything they don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense to you. So a lot of that going on, just, you know, revisiting and also talking about where we are now and what we're expecting, you know what I'm saying? In an active partnership of you. Hey, you say, Doug, you were the client. Hey, Doug, what do you think? You know, right. I want to hear what the client has to think. Well, I think, you know, Mike, this or that. Then giving them my opinion. And you try to work together to come to consensus. But I think the biggest thing is always What do you own? Why do you own it? What's the risk tolerance? Are you okay? What are you getting from, you know, what is it doing for you? You know what I'm saying? At various phases. And, you know, if you're in retirement and if you're getting, you know, say income, you know, from whatever, the investment, the product, whatever you want to call it, you know, if that was to stop, how would it impact you? Just going through the things just like that, just general talk like that.
Yeah. And, you know, Mike, I've had some conversations with people too, where we've actually implemented some, you know, different strategies into the, or complemented existing strategies mm-hmm. with other things. So we've been, you know, actively making, you know, some things, some rebalancing some clients' portfolios, adding a different asset class into some clients' portfolios, perhaps if it was appropriate, changing a strategy and changing a product of, you know, of some sort or another for a client if it was appropriate. There's been a lot of stuff going on and, you know, conversations and discussions, which is all stuff that, you know, we've been emphasizing to the listeners out there of things that you ought to do. Now, I get it. For a lot of you out there, your advisors are calling you and they're having these conversations with you. I get it. I understand. But if by chance it's not the case, or you are questioning whether or not the right strategies in place for you or what have you, I want to remind you, we're here and we're available, even if it's for a second opinion. You pick the number up, you give a call, 855-262-3722, and have the conversation with us that, you know, we've had with people. You know, over to the list. Go ahead, Mike. You were
No, I'm sorry, Doug. I interrupted you.
No, go ahead.
No, and I just want to point out, too, because quite a few of our clients do listen to the show. And,
yes.
And I just want to say, I've had clients that I've had, you know, no change, you know, mm-hmm. You know, because that suits them. So every client, folks, is different.
Sure. Okay?
So, you know, because I know sometimes I'll get calls, Doug, you know, from clients saying, hey, Mike, I heard the show. I heard you're making a bunch of changes for people. You know, so that's not always, you know, I'm saying everybody's case is completely different.
100%, no doubt about it. And, you know, for most of our clients, we feel as though our strategies have been sound and our telephone has not been ringing all that much into the office with existing clients. And, you know, we talked about that during in the office the other day. I told you why I believe that. I'm not going to get into the details of why I believe that on the air here, but I told you why I believe it's happening, and I do believe that it's a testament to us.
Yeah, and the other thing too now, Doug, is that you and I have been around now for 20-some-odd years, and we've been through a few of these, and many of our clients have been with us for a very, very long time, and some have been with us through all three, you know, of the episodes, and some for two, and some this is the first. So, you know, we've kind of been down this road before.
You know, Mike, I want to emphasize another point to people out there. Experience matters.
Yeah, it does. It sure does.
Experience is very, very important, especially in times like this. And when you can get, in my opinion, veterans on your team and on your side that have been through multiple different financial situations during their careers and still have a long time to go. I mean, Mike, the old school financial advisors would never have gone through these many, you know, events in their, many of them in their entire career. What we've experienced since we've been in the business and since the early 1990s. So we've been through several major situations, but we've been through many, many, many that are, I'm not going to throw them as major situations, but they were difficult and challenging times. And it's right now when it becomes apparently obvious to me that experience really matters. And you can look in the sports world. Very prime example is baseball teams. How often does a baseball team, Mike, who's in the hunt at the trade deadline, go out and get a veteran to come in for their pitching staff?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. You know, Doug, the other thing, too, is I feel in so many ways, too, with clients are planning, you know, like it's almost as if we almost planned for this day to come. I'm not talking about a pandemic. I'm just talking about a financial crisis. And how many times, Doug, we're on the show, if you're a loyal listener and you've been listening for a very long time, you know, I'll refer to back 2008, 2008, 2008 as the benchmark, because, you know, the markets go up, markets go down. Yeah, I know the market's down 10% over the last couple of weeks. Ah, that's a function of the market. Nobody's, you know, I don't see anything out there that's like, you know, sound the alarms. But our experience tells us there was a 2008, there was a 2001, and now there's a 2020. And so much of our planning and so much we talk about, I don't want to say I feel vindicated, you know, at the end that, well, this happened and, you know, like, but you have to sometimes plan for the worst, and then everything else is, you know, if we can cover that, then everything else is great, right?
You know, Mike, many times we've heard other financial people tell us, you guys worry too much about the downside.
Yeah.
That's been a criticism of us for years. All right.
Yeah.
So what? I mean, our experience shows us that upside has a tendency of taking care of itself. Downside usually needs some, you know, some maintenance.
We talk more about Doug protecting than we do saying, oh, you know,
right,
make this percentage or you can do that. Not here, not on this show. Never happens.
Yeah. All right, folks, we're going to hop to a break. We will be right back.
Owning your own business can be one of the most rewarding feelings ever. A business that you run, you employ people. They get to support their family with the money they earn working at your company. You purchase supplies, materials, or inventory from a business that employs people who also earn money for their families. When you sit back and think about it, it is very noble. But too often the business owner does this but doesn't tend to their own needs. Well, we help business owners to continue doing the things to help others and do something new, take care of themselves. Through decades of experience in working with business owners, we can help manage employee benefit costs, look at tax strategies, set up or improve retirement plans, and even plan for what happens to the business when you retire or pass away. You know, the stuff that impacts you and your family by trying to help improve the bottom line. So if you own your own business and this sounds like you, call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 for a complimentary, no obligation consultation to see if we can help. That's 855-262-3722. We can probably help.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back. Hope that you're getting some good value out of the show here today. And, you know, kind of give you a little recap that, you know, we spoke at the beginning of the show about the markets have rebounded strongly right now, which was certainly encouraging, and it's something that we wanted to happen. But the problem with that, Mike, is that can, once again, breed complacency, which is what we do not want to happen. You may need, at this point, an adjustment to your strategy. You have to examine it.
Absolutely, Doug. And even though the market has snapped back, and anytime you see such a steep down, there's usually a snapback. And I think we've officially this week have seen that. There's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be the markets, the economy, the world, your personal finances, by no means does this mean like do nothing. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of work to be done. You need to, again, take all the prudent, appropriate steps in your decision-making process. And that's what today's show was really about, right? Getting you to think and make prudent decisions and not panic or stick your head in the sand decisions.
Mike, you know, one of the things that's true is most people, maybe I shouldn't say most, many people only get their statements on a quarterly basis. Many people listening don't know how good the account value was the third week in February, and they also don't know how bad it was before the statement came in, because we had a big upward move into the close of the quarter as well. So a lot of people with they don't have us to analyze the situation for them, don't really know what took place. They're looking from January 1st to March 31st, right? And they don't really know where they ran up to and where they fell down from.
And also, since March 31st, where we are right now.
Right. You know, so that's where your analysis really important that has to come into play, folks. It's because of you may not be aware of how much risk you really did have in your portfolio because you fell off of the high point and you may not have gotten a statement. So you weren't aware what that number was. So we want to make sure that you take advantage of the opportunity to have a complimentary, you know, telephone conversation with us. There's no cost or obligation. 855-262-3722 is the number for that. We also want to make sure that you take advantage of getting our Scary Times decision template sent out to you. It's a template that we put together for you so it can help you make decisions during scary or difficult times. It doesn't just apply to what's going on right now. It's whenever you have a challenging decision or there's a scary time in your life, a template like this, we feel as though is very beneficial to walking through the process of making difficult decisions.
Yeah, and it's a nice piece, Doug. And, you know, kudos to you for you were really the guy behind it all, doing it, putting it together. And, you know, I feel proud in so many ways that we always try to give out educational pieces on the show. And, you know, you adjusting quickly on the fly, doing something that's very appropriate for the now.
Yeah.
And, you know, great job on that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, folks, pick up the phone and give a call. Ask for that. Go check out our website, wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. And in closing the show, I know I always say, until next week, be fiscally smart. Be fiscally smart. Be healthy smart. Just be smart, you know, right now, because I really do believe in my heart that we're getting this thing now. I'm not getting sick. I mean, beating this thing now. I think we're starting to put our foot on the throat of this monster right now. And now is the time where we don't let off. We don't want to beat coronavirus 14-13 at the end of the game. We want to beat coronavirus 72-0. Mm. Right, Mike?
Yeah, I know. Yep.
So please remember, we're here for you. And, you know, be as social as you can. Pick the phone up. Talk to your family. Talk to your friends. Use FaceTime. Use whatever it is. Because one of the things that is very commonly reported on now, right, Mike, is loneliness and stuff like that.
Yep.
Right? So be careful with all that. Until next week, just be smart, folks. Just be smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You're hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.